Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Stephen King is our guest. He's both our Insperity partners, and we're broadcasting from their convention here in Houston, Texas. I'm on the road. As you know, I take the show with me whenever possible, and he's right in front of me. We usually do this remote, where he's in his home and I'm in my studio, but today we get to do it face to face again, and I'm looking forward to that. We'll do it again in May at the golf tournament.
Sure, look forward to it.
So, all right, we're talking about fraud, folks, and Steve has brought us some incredible research. So the numbers, the what they found, the magnitude, the occurrence of corporate fraud by your people is astonishing. It's incredible the level that they're finding, and we're talking about how to solve that, how to not let that be you, because if you don't take the steps that we're talking about here, it will be you. It's not a matter of if; it's a matter of when, isn't it? And one of the things, and by the way, folks, he has a free on-demand webinar that you go to growthforce.com and look for the fraud webinar.
Under the resources tab.
Under the resources. It's free, folks. I don't know what else I can do for you. Mm-hmm. I can't punch the button and make you do it. I'm leading you to the water, folks. Please do this. It could save you. Well, you know what, Steve? It could save a business.
Yeah.
Some people don't recover from these things.
No, it ruins lives.
And business, it takes businesses down.
And it's nonprofits as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. So one of the things you pointed out that happens is pay attention to the lives of your people, right? Things change. That causes desperate people to do desperate things. Tell us about that.
The human factor, right? We're here at Insperity where it's all about human capital, and the human factor is so critical because external events in people's lives causes that desperate people do desperate things. And when you have situations where they've got mounting debt, they got illness in the family, you got a parent moving in, the spouse loses their job, all of a sudden they rationalize taking money away because they need it. And otherwise, why would honest people steal? And so what you want to be doing is looking at cases where an employee gets disorganized or withdrawn, and you start looking for the warning signs. Are they living beyond their means? Do they have financial difficulties? Or are they starting to have control issues, meaning they want to have control over everything? Mm-hmm. If your bookkeeper will not give up the bank reconciliation or the payroll. Won't take a vacation is a great one.
Yeah.
Because then.
Can't get him to leave.
Yeah. You're that's a red flag, you know, or if you see drug or alcohol use, or you know, inability to curb spending. Right? These are the kinds of things that you want to look at and say, "What's going on here? Maybe there's more to it than that meets the eye."
Here's one thing: nobody begrudges somebody a new car, but if it's a car that you're pretty sure is beyond their means, or it's something they don't even need. I've seen fraud happen where what was bought, the person bought something with the money they stole, was stuff they didn't even need.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a wheeler-dealer mindset, right? Mm-hmm. That's something you want to pay attention to.
So back to how you solve this. Repeat some of the things you talked about earlier.
Sure.
Separation?
Separation of duties is number one, right? You've got to have the person who approves the bill be different from the person who enters the bill, and they need to be different from the person who reconciles the account. So if they're paying the bill, they shouldn't reconcile the bank account. Written policies and procedures is the next. Writing down what the expectations are. The policy is what should be done, and the procedure is how to do it.
Somebody told me Oprah, nobody ever signed a business check for Oprah. She signed every check. Somebody told me that.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. But that's smart, isn't it?
It is smart.
It takes time.
This was the biggest surprise, though. The number one way that people got caught was setting up an anonymous hotline.
What?
The number one way is a tip from an employee.
Oh, I see. Ah.
So when you have that hotline,
the company sets up the anonymous. Ah.
And you can do it with a phone. 42% did a phone. 26% set up an email. Or a simple web-based form.
How about that?
And you make it easy for somebody to tell the truth when they see it happening.
You might not be seeing everything. Wow. Right. This is just so great. All right. Growthforce.com. Mm-hmm. Go to the resources section and download the webinar, right? It's on demand.
On demand.
On demand, right? Yeah. Streaming off the website.
And we have an ebook, CEO's Guide to Reducing Fraud.
There you go, folks. Check that out. I don't know what else I can do. Hey, Steve, good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
Well done.
Appreciate
Come back soon.
All right.
Steve King, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection. Signing off from Houston, Texas. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.